put a text out there to everybody letting them know about it with a link where they could, you know, with their short attention span, could just click and buy. And honestly, we did more business on Black Friday, actual Black Friday, than we did throughout our entire holiday sale last year.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast. I'm your host, Joe Melillo, back for another episode interviewing one of our good clients, president and CEO founder of Stinger Sports, Brandon Eaton's on the line with us. Hey, Brandon, how you doing,
man? I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm awesome. Thanks for joining me on the podcast. We love working with you, and we're super happy you're here.
No, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And an honor.
And an honor.
And that's an honor. Right.
So, Brandon, I wanted the listeners to kind of let's talk about a little bit about being an entrepreneur here in 2021. Back in the day, right? Back a couple years ago, what was the reason you started Stinger Sports and got that spark that got you as an entrepreneur doing what you do today?
That's a great question. I think, you know, going back to the start of any business, any successful business, it usually starts with a passion. And that's definitely the case with Stinger Sports. I've always had a passion for sports in general, specifically baseball. You know, I grew up playing sports my entire life, and that kind of sparked from a passion. But I guess as far as, you know, what the main drive for that particular business and our business model is, I saw that baseball in general has been moving in a direction that I didn't like. And that direction had been products kept getting worse and worse quality wise.
Yes.
But price wise, they just kept going up and up and up and up and up. So I wanted to develop a brand where we could make things in a very high quality way, things that last. They say they don't make things like they used to. We want to make things like they used to, and even better, but also offer them for a very affordable price. I feel like baseball had been moving into a quote unquote rich man's game. Stinger Sports has, I guess, erupted to combat that movement.
High quality gear at a working man's price. In fact, I hope you can hear the baby in the background. Brandon, I just had a baby about a month ago.
Congratulations.
So I mean, she's got a set of lungs on her, man. Let me tell you, she's loud.
Just like daddy.
Yeah, just like daddy. That's funny. And for everybody's knowledge, you know, Stinger Sports, if you had to describe it in a sentence, what do you guys do? What do you sell?
We sell, honestly, I kind of just said it. We sell high quality sporting goods, for affordable prices. I think
one of the coolest things you guys do is the customized jerseys, uniforms for not only baseball now, but you've expanded over the last couple of years into lacrosse, softball, football. I mean, and you got cool uniforms, man. The design is awesome. You got a lot of wings on your pants for football. You look like you're flying around on the field. That's really cool.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we expanded into other sports, with that same commitment to quality and affordability. And it's been really well received by the sporting community throughout the country. So
I love it. And so you told us a little bit about how it started. Talk about, as an entrepreneur, all the stuff that you have to worry about when it comes to starting and maintaining a business, especially in the realm of communication with clients, with customers, with relationships that you create. Tell us a little bit about, give us an inside look into your world.
All the things you have to worry about as a business owner, man.
It's only
how much
a 10-minute
time
podcast
do we have here? From a owner's standpoint, especially in a retail business, which ours is, the customer experience is very important to us. It's very important to us that we are very accessible to our customers and that we build relationships with them. And from a communication standpoint, it's important to have not only multiple forms of communication, but, you know, highly effective and, you know, highly efficient forms of communication as well. So, you know, that's a really important part. And that's something that you know, you guys have really helped us out to get really to the next level on that communication, you know, journey of ours. The customer experience is something that, like I said, is very important. So, kind of what you've helped us to implement has really, brought our customers along in our production process. And that's been really well received by our customers so far.
Yeah, that was one of the main issues that you and I connected on when we first started talking about using text message for Stinger Sports. You know, you said, I need them to know what's going on when it comes to my production line. And so we created some triggers for you that will send a text message to your customers to let them know where their order is in the process. Yep. Which is funny because you were getting phone calls, right?
Oh, yeah. Phone calls, emails, texts. I mean, it was one of the things where, you know, just a little background information, for the audience, we do a lot of custom goods. So as far as baseball bats, we make custom wood baseball bats, where the customer will actually go right on our website and build a bat exactly how they want it. And obviously whenever you're doing anything custom, there's a production process because everything's made to order. So, you know, when you have a 1 week, 2 week turnaround time from the time a customer puts their order in, while that production is actually happening, customers seem, you know, tend to get restless sometimes and want updates. So that's where, you know, you guys have really helped us out a lot because, we basically have a system that's now built, with your help, where every step of the way throughout the process, the customer is getting an update. So, you know, if it's a custom bat and, you know, step-by-step process, you know, when the bat gets cut, the customer gets an alert. Hey, we just cut your bat, and next it's going to be, you know, going into the staining phase and so on and so forth. So it's really, helped to kind of keep the customer in the loop. But also for, you know, baseball players, for example, really every baseball player that I know of is super interested in the process of making items, you know, that's something
I think most people would be interested in how bats are made.
Yeah.
I think in general, it's a cool,
or how anything's made, you know, there's a whole TV show, how it's made. I mean, they'll show you how to make tennis balls and this and that. And, you know, so it's like, people like to know, you know, what the process is, and we give them a little glimpse into the process without, you know, going too far, but it keeps them in the loop, and I feel like it's something that they really enjoy. So,
yeah, you don't want to share your secret sauce, but you at least want to give them a taste.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Give them a little, get them a little bit excited, and then you know, word of mouth is so big. You know, so that process, that customer care, is just going to help other people want to experience the same thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been a ride so far, and I'd love for you to, if you could, Brandon, share the Black Friday story on why sending what we did via text message at the time we sent it, why it made a difference, because you lived it. You lived 2019. You saw your sales in 2019, and then in 2020, it was different with us, and obviously, this is our podcast. This is the Electrify Your Message. We want to, you know, prove our model and tell people about it, because I'm standing out here on an oasis in the middle of the ocean and waving my hand saying, hey, everybody, pay attention to me. Come check out this cool thing, this oasis, and I think that story would help maybe, you know, send a life raft out there to some folks that would be listening here in the retail industry. So tell us about 2019 Black Friday, and then compare it to 2020 with us.
Yeah. Something that I recognized as the market shifts is, you know, people's attention spans are shrinking, and it's highly competitive, you know, to get people's attention. So, you know, in the days where email marketing ruled in the past, you know, now the number of clicks that you're actually getting from an email, or the people that actually open that email, the rate is extremely low. Whereas with a text message, it's the complete opposite. The vast majority of people can't even leave a text message unread on their phone because it just drives them insane. I'm not that way because I have to leave them unread so I can remember to respond to them. But
but a good tactic.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that we really focused on was kind of a Black Friday Blitz campaign. First, we wanted to build our audience, and we really used we had a pretty good email platform already. We tried to convert as many of those over to text message. We did some giveaways as well to try to build that, the text message audience. And then once we launched our Black Friday sale, we put a text out there to everybody letting them know about it with a link where they could, you know, with their short attention span, could just click and buy. And, you know, that really was very effective. We had really high conversions. You know, we did more business on Black Friday, actual Black Friday, than we did throughout our entire holiday sale last year, which our holiday sale last year, that went from Black Friday all the way till December 24th. So you're talking, you know, almost, well, it's a month. It's a month.
Yeah, four weeks.
And we did more business on Black Friday just one day than we did in that entire time in 2019. So
that's awesome, man. And, obviously we're really excited for you, and we're just like to help. I mean, my tagline for Carano and K-Launch is we exist to help people. There's a lot more to it, our whole motto in the company, but in general, it's we exist to help people, and we really want to, right? So, you know, and it was an easy kind of implementation. I didn't do it, don't get me wrong. Our implementation and design team did, but what a cool, kind of logistical thought process, you know, getting people to sign up in the opt-in. You had to have that giveaway in order to get them to opt in. But once you have them opted in, now you know that they're interested in your gear. I'm just curious, what kind of gear did people buy on Black Friday this year?
Lots of baseball bats. We have a couple of aluminum bats that we launched this year that have been really, really well received, and really high performing bats. And this is the only time we have one sale a year, and it's on Black Friday, Cyber Monday. That's it. In the past we did that, like you said, we did it from Black Friday all the way through December 24th.
Yeah.
This year it was literally Black Friday through Cyber Monday, and that's it.
That's awesome. So listen, guys, if you missed out on the Stinger sales, those month-long sales last year, you got one shot, and it's Black Friday 2021 if you want a bat. And you do great bundles, right? You buy three. I'm a baseball guy, as you know. And I would suggest buying three at a time.
That's the best bang for your buck. If you're getting a wood bat, is the three bat pack for sure. That's why we bundle them that way.
That's right. That's right. So let's say somebody wants to win one of these giveaways one day, or follow you, or kind of get to know Stinger. What can people do?
So you can follow us on social media, Instagram. It's at Stinger Sports Gear. We're on Facebook as well. Those are really our two main platforms. If we're doing a giveaway, you will see it on there. So just follow us on Instagram and give us a like on Facebook, and you can visit our website, stingersportsgear.com as well.
And then you can text in, right? I think there's
you could also text in. Oh, that's great. Hey, thanks for the reminder there. Yeah. You can text Stinger to, 554. What is it? 55443.
Five five four three three, baby.
55433. Text Stinger to 55433.
Yeah, that's our short code. Thanks, buddy. Dude, I really appreciate it, Brandon. You're a really, really successful business owner in my mind. You run things a tight ship there, and we wish you and your family and everybody at home and everything a good 2021, a great 2021.
I appreciate it. Same to you. And I'm excited to see what 2021 brings with Carano and Mr. Joe Melillo.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Brandon. All right, folks. Well, that's the interview, and we'll see you next time. Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at K-Launch can do for you, simply text K-Launch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.